It's been a roller coaster ride over the last 20 years or so for technology firms. Nobody knows that as well as Len Pagan, CEO and president of Brulant Incorporated. From the classic entrepreneurial startup in the home bedroom to his current position as one of the top 20 interactive firms in North America with 320 employees and $60 million in revenues, Len and Brulant have come a long way. I first met Len when he was running a company called New Media out of the Euclid Race Building on 200 Street. I remember he had some great employees, but he was in the Mac world and focused on training, so I didn't really intersect directly with him in the business world. The rise of Brulant is a lesson for us all. Len worked through the lean years, what he calls the whack-a-mole year, the dot-com boom and crash, and he's just been recognized as a winner of the Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year Award. That's a deserved honor for Len, but also a reaffirmation that great business and tech can come out of Cleveland and the Great Lakes region. In this first in a series of podcasts with Len, we'll hear about the early days and the history of the company and how, as Len says, tough times make tough companies. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
In my last 18 years, I've done a startup, I've done a turnaround, I've done two transformations, and I've done two high growth situations. Unfortunately, it's been with the same company. I was fortunate to start the business when I was 23 years old. It was kind of a classic entrepreneur story that you read about. We started it in the third bedroom, my small 1,200 foot ranch in Columbus, Ohio. We started doing some programming, and I borrowed, I think, about $1,000 from my dad so I could buy a laser printer, maxed out my Discover card, and that's all the debt that we ever needed. For the first couple of years, I really didn't know what kind of business we were really in. We sort of bumbled around. I sold more work, and we wrote software, and we partnered with Apple and started writing custom business software at the time in 1989. We weren't sure if it was going to be Windows that was going to sort of take over, if it was going to be Macintosh or OS2 or some graphical flavor of Unix. We partnered with Apple, and Apple walked us into accounts in like TRW, Eli Lilly, GE. Here I'm this 23, 24-year-old actually talking to senior executives at TRW and selling work there somehow. Don't know how I was able to do that. But we were very successful in the first few years, and we moved from my third bedroom in my house to an office. About a year and a half later, we went to a couple of people, to about 15 people after a few years. In fact, we started getting some good success. I remember in the Columbus Dispatch, the first time we were got some press, and I was interviewed by the Columbus Dispatch, and you know, my father was very proud, and he's showing the article to work. And the first quote, or first time I gave my dad some press when we were realizing some success, the first thing that got attributed to my father was in the Columbus Dispatch. My father gave me the best advice that I never followed. So he actually told me not to move in the office. It was a big commitment. You don't know what you're getting into. Are you sure you want to do this? So from there, we mostly did Mac development. We actually had to shift to the Windows platform because that became sort of the platform of choice for corporate America. And that was really our first transformation. So, you know, moving from Macintosh to Windows was almost changing religions, going from Judaism to Catholicism. And we had about 100% turnover in about 18 months, but we were able to continue to grow. We went from about 15 people to about 180 people in 1998. We went from one office to four offices. We were on the Inc. 500 for three consecutive years. We had a compound growth rate from 89 till 98 of about 80%. In 95 or 96, we started looking at the compound growth rate, and I said, wow, we're going to be a pretty big company here. I was about 30 years old at the time, and I said, I need to get some help. I put together a board. The board said, you need to bring in some people with some gray hair to help you with the growth. I brought in a CFO, a senior executive of operations, and in the late, that was like 96 and 97, late 97, we went through sort of our beginning of our second kind of transformation, which was to focus aggressively on this internet work that was really growing for us. And at the same time, we needed to implement the infrastructure and management horsepower to continue to grow, you know, go from, let's say, a $20 million company to a $50 million company. 98, in retrospect, was a year that I call the year of whack-a-mole. because we would go into one of our business units, replace the management, a bunch of people would leave, it would be very painful, and then we kind of get it stabilized. We go to another business unit, do the same thing, go back to the first business unit because that wasn't working, then we go to another one, and it was a whole year of just kind of not a lot of fun. I started to get some gray hair actually that year. But by the end of 1998, we realized that this internet was such a big opportunity and we weren't making progress fast enough. And so what we decided to do is actually sell off three of our locations, three of our offices. We sold off a network services business. We phased out an education business and went from 180 people back down to about 50 people. That was the second transformation, and kind of started getting some good sequential growth in 99 and 2000. At the end of 2000, you know, we had the dot-com bust. We were fully focused on the internet arena, and we're doing really well. But by the beginning of 2001, you know, a lot of our competitors were just going away. We started experiencing some softness, but we were able to kind of make our own way from 2001 till the end of 2002. We were flat, kind of bumping along. We were used to growth. We didn't like flat. But on a relative basis, they say tough times make great companies, and that's really what happened with us. And by the end of 2002, we were in not really good shape, which kind of comes to my turnaround phase. But we were able to kind of get things turned around. We had 80% growth in 2003 before things really fully recovered. We had 50% growth in 2004. We had 60% growth in 2005. We had 112% growth last year. And we're already up so far year to date about 100% over last year. In 2002, we were down to about 30 people. Now we're about 320 people. We went from about $4.5 million of revenue to this year we're going to do about $60 million of revenue. We are one of the top 20 interactive firms in North America.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.